slid. K the time he flipped his lid. Holiday in Spain fell through. Players put it down to Bingo Masters break out. Bingo Masters break out. Bingo Masters break out. A hall full of cards left unfilled. Ended his life with wine and pills. There's a grave somewhere only partly filled. A sign in a graveyard on a hill reads, Bingo Masters break out.
I see everything near me and I see better than that.
Sometimes it don't look What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home. Listening to his stereo.
All right, and welcome to Zombo's Deep Archive right here on WRCT in the Pittsburgh. As Zombo right there, and you are where you are, and the Deep Archive is going back, way back in the time and playing some old shows for you. Today's show goes back to March the 6th, 2009. So that's back in the time. So I'll be making announcements every now and then because obviously a show 13 years old, all the announcements I make, all the places, a lot of them are gone. All the things have already happened a long time ago. So let's get into the Deep Archive playing some old shows for you. Zombo, right in your brain, WRCT, Pittsburgh. The Deep Archive, March the 6th, 2000. Oh my God, 2009.
Well, I got a call. Got no gas. I got a check, but it won't cash. I got a woman, ain't got no class. Well, I got a guitar, ain't got no string. I got 10 fingers, ain't got no ring. I got a woman, ain't got a thing. Well, I got a store. Ain't got no heat. I got some drums, but ain't got no beat. I got a woman, she ain't so sweet.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Well, it's a good day.
tight pants are going off into a place unknown.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey. And your brain already. Yeah. This is the Django by Tahishi Tachi or whatever, some Japanese surf guy. It's good. I'm just not going to pronounce the name right. And why bother? B-52s with Legal Tender. Got that from Southside Ray. Place Unknown, a little tune for Kenny Joe as he travels to Place Unknown. And we heard Sonny Burgess Ain't Got a Thing and started off with Boyd Bennett. Cool DJ Zombo here until 3 o'clock. Yay me. 412-621 WRCT is the telephone number, and I feel rotten. So it should be a good show today. I feel absolutely miserable. My head feels bad. Okay? All right, how about some Tarzan music? I know that's what you're thinking. I need a good wake up, so I'm going to play some Tarzan music. All right? Is that good? Doesn't even matter, does it? Nobody listens to this show. They're still asleep. Most of the people listen, actually all of my listeners, don't get up till about 2 o'clock. Sad truth. They hear the last hour of the show, and by then I'm exhausted. I had to hit my groove thing. All right, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out to Kelly's last night. That was lots of fun. Oh, man. What a wingding that is every Thursday. 9 o'clock till 1:30. It's a chore. But it's a good chore, and it's fun. Tonight, I'll be at Arsenal Lanes from midnight to 2 a.m. How does he do it? Why does he do it? Anything not to work for the man. All right, and coming up Sunday at the Inner Vagabond is the Lawrenceville Variety Show, the Dog Park Variety Show. The Whips will be playing. I'll be hosting it. Jenny Snyder Sisters will be doing music, and Turpentiners and Belly Dancing. And here is the Neanderthals.
Trouble and you don't know what to do. Just
Dans la jungle, Jeanne s'est perdue en se baladant loin du campement. Ses amis chasseurs ont fichu le camp et ils ne l'ont pas attendue.
Épuisée, Jeanne s'écroule en pleurant lorsque soudain un gros éléphant qui en a assez d'être trompé se met en devoir de l'écraser. Juste au moment d'être aplati, Black, elle entend un drôle de cri. C'est Tarzan, le roi de la forêt.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Next, we will cover the bass part at slow practice tempo.
Yeah. all Harlow's in a rage. And not from blowing gates, they've got a new type menace up there. He just blew into town. He's slim and coffee brown. His trademark is the call that fills the air. But Harlemites, don't take alarm. He really doesn't mean you harm. He's only loaded up with jungle charm. No trees about, but listen to him shout, whoa! He's the Tarzan of Harlem. Big gals and small, all answer to his call. Whoa! He's the Tarzan of Harlem.
He's the Tarzan of Harlem.
Instead of swinging from the trees, he swings round the old Savoy, romancing all those chickadees with a hey and a fly, fly, fly. He just can't miss. He kills them with a kiss. And if some night you hear a roar and someone's breaking down a door, that's just the way to ask for more. Whoa! Just can't miss. He kills them with a kiss. Bippity bippity dot today. Really bit the bumpers gonna leave it on. Bippity bippity little dot and say. He's the Tarzan of Harlem.
Thank you. gorilla, go, now go.
Spilling, bone chilling, towering terrors in one twin thrill show. The Crawling Thing. As clutching terror reaches toward you, the scream you hear will be your own.
Last night I had a dream. Seems I was living in the jungle for some reason unknown even to myself. I had heard weird stories from the natives about a monstrous creature that wasn't a beast, but a man. A white man larger than two ordinary apes. He tore men apart with his bare hands to terrorize the hearts of his smaller black brothers. It was noised that he had once been seen to grab an elephant by the trunk and twist its head off. I never believed this Bongo, or whatever his name was, ever existed. I supposed it was just a superstition or something the natives used to scare their unruly children. All the same, one day I was strolling leisurely through the jungle, listening to the birds and the noisy chattering monkeys, thinking it was good to be alive. Suddenly, all became quiet. The monkeys grabbed each other in a terrified hug. It seemed they was looking at me, but I could see they wasn't. I couldn't understand. I looked around to see what was the matter, and there, looming above me, was Bongo, king of the jungle. Terrified, I turned and ran harder and faster than I'd ever run before, figuring it to be my last race with life. Finally, when I had run so far and fast I thought I couldn't run another step, I bumped into a tree, exhausted, Bongo towering above me. I cringed lower and lower, and then I flopped to the ground. What was this? My fingers wound around something, a club. Just as Bongo grabbed for my throat, I rolled out from under him, club in hand. I raised it above my head. All this in one split second. Before Bongo had time to rise from his crouching position, bang! I cracked him over the head with such force it jarred my teeth loose. Crash! Bongo fell to the ground. I hit him again and again. I beat him into a bloody pulp. And then I myself fell exhausted to the ground. Finally, when I arose out of my exhausted state and looked down on this strange creature exterminated by my own hand, my chest swelled in exultation. I thought of Tarzan. I placed my foot upon the enormous pummeled body and beat upon my chest with my fists. From my lips pulsated the victory cry of the apes. Oh! Thus ended the dynamic, terrific reign of Bongo, great monarch of the jungle.
It only gets worse. Tarzan's Monkey by the Apes. We heard Bongo, one of my favorite songs. Bongo, King of the Jungle by Dick Kemp. And Go Gorilla, a little gorilla music for Glenn there. And that is the Ideals. Ah, something I haven't played in a long time. Tequila Bum Bum by Montefiore Cocktail. We heard Del Saints with Tarzan, Cab Calloway.
Hey, you Tarzan.
Yeah. Tarzan of Harlem. That was Cab Calloway. R.D. Wilson gave us Tarzan. And we have another Tarzan song, another Tarzan song. Why? Tony, why do you need to really figure out why? If you have to try and figure out why, you should be listening to something else. Glenn Willing gave us you Tarzan, me Jane. I'd like to thank Wheat for firing that up to me. That kind of got the thing started. And we started off with the Neanderthals, a groovy song I love so dearly. Arula Matagali Nakashimba Wipatu. Hey, you know, 21 million Americans live with diabetes. You know where I'm going, don't you? I'm going to talk to you about Randy Jackson's disease. That's right. This newsflash just in. Do you know Peter Tork from the Monkees has cancer? Isn't that sad? Yeah. So now cancer is going to be called Peter Tork's disease. So keep that in mind. So don't worry, we'll have a disease, we'll have a celebrity for every disease. That's my goal for the year, okay? 21 million adults live with diabetes. Half of them successfully manage their the disease. But TV personality Randy Jackson rises to the top. Oh, he's the king of diabetes. He has type 2 diabetes, but he's so wonderful, he's learned how to successfully manage it. Of course, being a kabillionaire doesn't hurt. To hear Randy's sad story and receive tips, visit iKnowDiabetes.org. I Know Diabetes offers a variety of educational information and tools that can help people living with Randy Jackson's disease get one step closer to achieving their treatment goals. You can log in, share your diabetes story. Boy, that sounds like a blast. Let's sit around the campfire and tell our diabetes. And you remember that time I ate that candy cane? Oh, man, I got so sick. All right. Get in the know. Visit iKnowDiabetes.org. A public service announcement on the massage from the American Heart Association and WRCT. And while we're talking diseases, boys and girls, meningitis. Or, you know, men and anything. I don't care. When the men get in stuff, it's horrible. But meningitis is bad. It can strike anyone, anywhere, anytime. It can strike you right now. As you're listening to this radio show, you could just kind of turn your head, boom, and you got meningitis. So sad. But just think, get to be a celebrity and we'll name the meningitis disease after you. Health officials recommend vaccinations for all adolescents 11 to 18 years of age and college freshmen living in dormitories because they're all at an increased risk for contracting the disease. If you or your children are in these risk groups, your healthcare provider can tell you more about the vaccination. National Meningitis Association says don't wait, vaccinate. That's right, don't fit, commit. More information at the website MNAUSA.org. Coming up before you know it, we're going to go to Old Economy Village. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Might as well play a promo.
Sure.
All right. Yeah.
Are we still taping?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
We're live. We're not taping.
Oh, we're live.
No,
okay.
We're taping.
We're taping? Okay. They want me to do a little promo, and what do I do? I say WRCT, is that it?
WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Hello and speedy delivery. This is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I'm in Pittsburgh. I always listen to WRCT right here in Pittsburgh. Speedy delivery to you.
All right. Here's Stranded in the Jungle. Another version. This is Jeff Powers. Dig this.
Back in the States.
Jeez.
Hi, this is Ray Peterson.
We interrupt Tarzan for Zorro. Then I gotta play some music out of the garbage bin. There was Zorro by the Cordettes. Then we heard Tarzan's Jungle Home. This, of course, is that wonderful David Byrne, Brian Eno record. This is a new record. All right, I got to play. Sorry, I have to play this. I guess I'll tell you some things going on. I'll do that. Can I do that? I'll do that. Oh, man, I don't know how much. Oh, man, there's one. Now, see, oh, I want to do this. This is kind of why I want to play something from the first David Byrne, Brian Eno record a little later on, just to show you how cool their stuff used to be before they got into this record. They did two records, I think, one like in the 80s and one now, and, oh, boy, they must have got Chevy Chase syndrome because they did not age well. I think that's another disease, Chevy Chase syndrome. There we go. All right. Let's see. Saturday, March 14th, the House of Assassins and DJ Professor Stripey, Sergeant Dunbar, the Hobo Band, and the Starry Eyes are going to be at Howlers. That's another cool thing. Oh, and don't forget, coming up April 11th, I think it's April 11th. It's a Saturday. WRCT will be celebrating a 35-year anniversary at AVA Lounge and Shadow Lounge. And yours truly will be one of the DJs featured. How crazy is that? That's coming up April 11th. Write it backwards on your forehead so you see it in the mirror every day. That's so much for that. This probably isn't going to be very good. This is a band from Portland. Yes, sir. Blitzen Rapper. It's kind of like Clapto, the band that was the fake Beatles. Something like that. Kids all love that crazy stuff. Don't forget, tonight I'll be at Arsenal Lanes at midnight. Oh, yeah, for my late night with Zombo. That's always fun. Arsenal Lanes, midnight to 2 a.m. tonight. Oi. Stay up late. Come on, you can do it. And you can bowl, too. That's right, bowling and Zombo. Hey, Lee Baby's here. How about that? Just great. Great. Now I have to watch what I say.
Zombo in your brain.
Thank you, Lee Baby. What are you doing here?
You know me.
I know you. That's the sad part. Hey. So what else is there? Okay, what else do I got to do here? Let me tell you about the show that's happening. All right? It's a dusty disc from the 50s or it's a 60s. Count on Jay Thurber to dig it up so you can dig it too. Radio 9, Saturdays at noon. And that's on WRCT. And that's the sad thing that's killing me. He's got all the dusty discs. I got this other stuff. I can't find the Jimmy Castor Bunch Troglodytes. Dang. I can't find Ray Stevens Guitar Zan. But I bet you what, I bet Jay Thurber can dig those up and serve them up nice and steaming for you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Blitzen Trapper. And here's an album I just can't figure out. This is Thomas Dolby. She Blinded Me with Science Guy. Yeah, he came out, he released a live album after all this time. I guess the swell of public demand was overwhelming. It only took him 26 years to come out with an album of live music. And everything on here is an old song. So it's kind of like, you know, the Chevy Chase syndrome. You know? The older they get, I can't wait till I get old and sorry. Sorrier. People listen and goes, man, Zombo used to be so cutting edge. What happened? I think he got Chevy Chase disease. That's right. But you just can't really put your finger on exactly what's went wrong with somebody. But man, they are a D-R-A-G to be around.
Don't confuse cutting edge with cutting cheese.
Lee, you got your, go play. He comes in and plays Nintendo. That's all he does all day. He comes in and plays his Xbox here. He doesn't have one at home. He comes in and plays the station's Xbox. The boy needs to get a life. So this is the new Thomas Dolby record. Called The Sole Inhabitant. Also, pretty much describes who's going to buy it. The Sole Inhabitant. This is Europa, and I remember I had this on 8-track. I had this sucker on 8-track. They would fade out right here, and they'd go, ka-chick. Then they would fade in right here. Catchy, huh? You know what he needs? Oh boy, he needs some Tarzan. That's right, it's the Wacky Morning Show. Yay! Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wait, where's my good one? That's a classic. And, of course, I'll be the next Jay Thurber before you know it. I'm working on it. Jay Thurber isn't even the next Jay Thurber.
What you're listening to is Zombo's Deep Archives right here on WRCT in the Pittsburgh. This show originally aired in March 6th of 2009. So the Deep Archive is going back into some of my old shows. It's a fun little encore thing to do on Thursdays. My regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, is still on Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you get double shot of Zombo. You get to go back into time and then off into the future or the future present. WRCT is what you listen to. Zombo's right here. And of course, I got to tell you, everything you're hearing is 13 years old. Don't go to those clubs. Don't go to those events. Don't do those things. Pay no attention to me like you always do. Let's get back in to another section of Zombo Deep Archive from March the 6th, 2009.
I want to play something from the David Byrne Brian Eno record they did a long time ago. It might not be your cup of tea, but you know what? I don't care what tea you drink, you know, because I'm serving it up. And if you... Oh, actually, I have a request. I might want to play this first. I had a request for Juanita Banana, and I'll do my best to play that right now. And then I want to... I don't know. Then I'll play Moonlight. I'll play Moonlight and Glory. I'll play... I don't know what to play. I'm so confused. All right, we'll do Juanita Banana. Zombo in your brain, of course. That's where I'm at. Stick around. Or just get stuck.
En un pequeño pueblo cerca de la frontera vivía una linda muchacha llamada Juanita Banana. Su ilusión era cantar, mas su padre no aceptaba. Huyó Juanita de casa en busca de dinero y fama. Radio, cine, televisión, y así Juanita cantaba. El éxito de Juanita se fue a la ciudad y junto con ella cantó así.